Page 272. So again, we're discussing the bracha of Gomel. And we're up to the top line, hey. So previously we discussed what happens if a person is in a situation where they have to bench Gomel. And they, let's say they come back to shul, whatever the situation is, they come into shul. Somebody's so excited to see them, so they say the bracha Gomel or something like that. Person answers amen. So now, does the person have to bench Gomel again because somebody like bench Gomel for him? So there we had a controversy because we had a difference of opinion. Some say yes, some say no, because how can I bench Gomel for someone else? I'm not the person. Hey is a different case. Hey, in birech acher ha-gomel la'atzmo. We got Reuven. Reuven has to bench Gomel. Reuven benched Gomel. But also there in the crowd, right? Again, we talk about it's best to bench Gomel where there's a minion. So, right, we got two guys, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has to bench Gomel. He's up there and he's benching Gomel. Shimon also has to bench Gomel. So, again, it's not like the previous case where one is obligated and one's just reacting. Here, they're both obligated Gomel. So, I don't know. Reuven's the Kohen. He gets the first Aliyah. He benched Gomel. And also Reuven, these kaven lahotzi chavera, and Reuven had a mind, he had a mind, Shimon, you know, my friend Shimon, he also, maybe they're in the car together, I don't know, whatever it was, we'll talk about that. And so Reuven had Shimon in mind, v'shama chavera, and Shimon heard, v'kiven lotzeis, and Shimon had in mind to be yotze, to fill his gomel with Reuven's gomel, with the gomel that Reuven said. So Machaber says yotze. So Shimon doesn't have to bench Gomel. He was Yotze with the Gomel. I feel blah anias amen. Even if Shimon didn't answer amen. So we know this idea, right? We've discussed this many times. So someone can make another bracha if they're both obligated in the bracha. So we saw this by food, other things. So if one, there's a passer and a receiver, right? So if somebody has a mind to be Yotze someone with a bracha, the other person has a mind to be Yotze that bracha. So they should answer amen. But the halacha is, you should answer amen because you're affirming and all that type of stuff, and you should. But again, we saw before, and now we see again, even if the second person, in our case Shimon, doesn't answer amen, still he's yotze, he doesn't have to make a bracha gomel again. Ramah adds, kivan shaha mevarek gamken chayav yotze ha'acher b'lo anias amen. Since Reuven and Shimon are both obligated. Reuven is obligated just as much as Shimon. So Reuven is obligated. So therefore, Shimon is Yotze even if he doesn't answer Amen. Now again, we saw before, he should answer Amen. But the question is, let's say he didn't. I don't know why. Whatever the reason is. He didn't answer Amen. So now the question is, Shimon comes up and says, you know, I had a mind to be Yotze, and he had me in mind. Both had he, but I didn't answer Amen. Do I have to bench Gomel again? Answer is no. No, you can't. He's Yotze. Can't. Yeah, he was already Yotze. He's already Yotze. Now, right. So the Marsham is Mesupuk. He's in doubt. If, let's say, remember the case I told you is, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, they were both in the same car that got into the crash. Let's say it's two different cases. Let's say one person was in a car crash and one guy flew to Eretz Yisrael and back. So in other words, the reason why they're benching Gomel is for two different reasons. So even though they're both obligated for Gomel, but they're obligated for different reasons. For example, one went in the desert, he said, and one went a different, did something else. So again, the Marsham, nobody else brings this out, but the Marsham is in doubt whether this would work. Since they're both obligated for different reasons, so he's in doubt. Again, others would say, no, I don't know the Pope got Chayav and Gomel. So that would be enough. Okay, we'll pick this up tomorrow, Bli Neder. Hopefully.